Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona. With me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, before we get into it, what is our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
And did you miss us?
I missed us.
Because we missed you.
Yes, we did.
We had a mini break.
Yes. A very long 4th of July.
It was nice. I kind of wish it was like a day longer.
What? It was a full week.
I know. I felt like I mentally wasn't prepared. It went by so quickly for me.
Oh.
That by Sunday came around, I was like, just one more day. So I don't think I mentally prepared enough. Like we always do on Sunday afternoon, before Monday, coming back to work on a weekend, you're mentally preparing yourself. But I felt like I needed all of Sunday to mentally prepare, and I did not.
And you did not. You were hoping.
I was, did not prepare as much as I was
hoping. It wasn't Sunday.
Yeah. I'm like, is there a trick in the universe? Can I go backwards? I don't know.
Yeah, I unfortunately got sick. So, yes, I thought.
Not relating to what's been going on.
Not related to what's been going on. I thought I may have had COVID again, but I don't think I did. So.
You took the test, the home test.
I took the test. Yeah, the home test, whether, who knows how accurate they really are. But, so my week was just kind of either between the bed and the couch, you know, slept a lot, which I love sleeping. So that felt good, and watched a lot of shows. And yeah, but it felt like, it feels like it's been a week. It feels like it's been a week in my bed here. Like
that makes sense.
You know, your body starts to get sore because you haven't done anything and you're like in the same position.
It's like a soreness because you haven't moved.
Yep.
Your muscles are a little atrophied, but also like a soreness of, I just need to get up and do something.
Exactly.
Like, get out.
Yeah. I was like, wow, I don't know, you could be sore from not doing anything at all, but here we are.
It is definitely possible. I've been there.
Yeah. But I'm definitely feeling better. So
That's good.
I
was supposed to spend last week with my cousin who has her three little girls and was going to come over for like 4 days. We were going to do a lot of activities, go to maybe like a water slide park, like all these fun things.
But I mean, that sounds fun, but three girls, woo!
And Gio, my little brother.
So four
kiddos.
All under the age of?
Seven and under.
Oh!
Because the oldest is going to be 7 this year.
Dang, she had those girls back to back to back.
Oh, yeah, she did.
Good for
her. That's kind of what she wanted. She kind of wanted to be done before she hit 30, so I think, or about 30-ish. So she's there.
Sliding them out. Yep. One after the other.
Mm-hmm. and she is done. Like, officially, like, her husband went and got the snippy snip.
Oh.
So they are done. But they, on the 4th of July, they were at the in-laws, and they had a run-in with a kid who had COVID, so they kind of had a quarantine. They didn't want to risk
that
anybody
damn
else.
Kid.
But, I mean, I ended up spending most of it with my folks. My grandma's in town visiting. So helping them around, doing random projects, working on my garden. I've definitely become, my best friend calls me now, a plant mom. Because I'm officially a plant mom.
That's your new thing. It went from, I mean, you're still arts and craftsy, but arts and crafts to plants.
Yes, it is my current hyperfixation.
Yes.
So the side of my house is looking pretty. I got a bunch of flowers.
It's a good time of year to get into fixation, though.
It definitely, you get a really good boost of dopamine between like watching your flowers grow. Because I started some of them literally like seeds. Like,
you get a big dope of dopamine.
Oh, yeah.
Dose of dopamine. Yeah. Yes. I don't know if I'd give two Fs, to be honest.
But if you would like, I have a bunch of sunflowers. So if you would like one, like they haven't sprouted yet. There's no buds yet, but they're growing. Some of them are pretty big. They're probably, 2.5 feet long?
I'd have to give that to my mom and have her do something. She was the florist, so she loves that kind of thing. I would not know what to do with it.
I'll just have to come over. I mean, how about I just wait until they're ready?
And yeah, you can come over and plant them for me.
Or I can plant you one, yes.
Yes, yes.
I planted some marigolds, which are like the flowers when you see like Day of the Dead stuff.
Oh, yeah, really pretty bright ones.
Yeah, the orange and yellow ones. I planted those from seeds. And
did you plant any pink ones?
No, I haven't really seen any pink ones. Like seeds, like I had them from seed starters.
Oh.
And I planted some wildflowers, which are really just like weeds, which I regret now planting some where I did. I planted some in a pot container, but now it's like I can't tell which is like the weeds I don't want and the weeds I do.
Oh, they look the same?
Some of them do when they start as leaves.
Ah.
So I was like, dang it. I don't know which ones I'm supposed to pull out.
Yeah.
So I'm just leaving them
Hopefully
for now.
They get more pretty than normal weeds. Okay.
So, yeah, I'm figuring that out. But I'm having a lot of fun with that. Also,
they're your little babies.
Also doing some furniture projects for the house. I'll have to show you. I'll post pictures once I'm done.
You and your projects, oh, man.
I love it. It's definitely, it's all the dopamine, and I'm very excited for
good.
It. Good. Maybe that's also why I'm like, I'm almost, like, some stuff I had to order for, had to wait to, like, paint and, like, prime so that I couldn't do it the same day. I'm like, I just need one more day to finish. Like, I think I'll be done with one of them today. I will be done with one of the projects today, and I'm very excited.
Good.
So we're going to hurry it up so I can get the hell out of here and finish. Is what she said.
Hey.
Oh.
Yeah.
But... yeah, the cousin and the nieces are coming over this weekend. We are going to be doing some tie-dye.
That's good. You guys can hang out, you know, make sure everyone's COVID-free. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And we're going to, so they're going to spend the night at my house, but we're going to go over to my parents' house because they got, like, a kiddie pool and they got the big play sets, like, outside.
Oh, good. Yeah, keep them entertained.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be plenty of stuff for them to do and also time for, like, my cousin and I to enjoy, like, a margarita and just, like, relax
Yeah, and catch up without screaming children everywhere. Yeah.
I mean, they will be everywhere, but at least they'll be entertaining themselves.
Yeah, hopefully.
But one of the things I do like to switch to, so whenever I'm working on something, project, you know, gardening, furniture, you know, arts and crafts, I always have something playing in the background. I don't like not having any noise.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's music. I haven't really been on a super music kick unless there's like a song I'll find and just listen to it
over and over and over again
for like an hour. But I've been listening to either, there's a gal named Charlotte Dobre, which I don't know if I've talked about on here, but I've shown you videos of her. She does like reaction videos on YouTube. I think she's really funny. And she'll read like the Am I the A-hole stories or just other random stuff like, you know, these entitled parents or Karens or whatever. And she'll read them or she'll post videos and stuff. But I usually just like listening to the one she reads. I got into listening to the Am I the A-hole stories on Facebook. I found a bunch on YouTube. So I'll just have that playing in the background if I'm not if I don't have a show playing in the background.
And you'll get like her reaction to it or her opinion on it.
Right.
Kind of thing.
Or sometimes I listen to trivia podcasts, so I'll just listen to trivia. But if I'm real concentrated on something, I can't focus on both.
I don't even know how you focus. Yeah, I don't even know how you do that.
I don't know. Like if I can listen to both. Like I can do what I'm doing and listen to something. But if I have to do like focus on my project, listen and then think, like if it's trivia, I'm listening and now I'm trying to think of what the answer is, then I kind of get distracted. So I can't always do that. But I've been really into the Am I the A-hole story. Finally downloaded Reddit because I've always just, I'm like, no, it's going to be a time suck. And I only get into it every now and then. But I do love Am I the A-hole, the whole Am I the A-hole forum.
Yeah.
And the thing with this, it's either like my parents suck and this is why they suck. But am I really the one that sucks here? Or there's a lot of like stuff revolving weddings. And I feel bad because like, I feel like I always bring up the wedding ones, but they're the ones that are always posted or the ones that are like the most viral.
Yeah, they are, because weddings are crazy.
So I'm going to just pick. I picked a couple that I thought, I haven't read them all the way through. I just read the title because I wanted it to be a surprise for both of us. But I'm going to read you the title and you can pick which ones. And if we have time, we'll do a couple.
Okay.
So there is, Am I the A-hole for canceling the Airbnb and leaving my sister-in-law basically stranded after she brought her dog?
I think we'll agree on that one.
Yeah. Am I the A-hole for quitting as a bridesmaid because of the request the bride made?
Ooh.
Am I the A-hole for kicking out my girlfriend's mom out of my house?
Ooh.
Am I the A-hole for not buying a wedding gift from the registry? Or am I the A-hole for expecting my girlfriend to always share her food before it gets cold? Or what was the last one? Am I the A-hole for telling my boyfriend's friends I make twice what he does when they called me a gold digger and he didn't defend me?
Ooh.
Some of these are spicy.
Okay, we first have to go with the bridesmaids quitting.
Okay.
Because I am currently a bride-to-be and I have bridesmaids, so I just need to know what not to do or if I've done something.
Any drama yet or not yet?
You know, it's been pretty chill. My bridesmaids, pretty chill. Like, I've really tried, we have a group chat, and I've really tried to, like, not bug everyone so much on it, because you know how group chats can be.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they could just, I know once I text this group, it's going to be, like, an all-day thing, so I have to, like,
mentally prepared.
I do. I really, really
no,
do.
No, I understand.
Yeah. So I got to make sure I'm, like, ready for my phone to blow up, especially because, like, I'm going to probably be the one answering a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't think I've been crazy on it, which is great. Which is great. Yeah. You know, I just picked what their dresses are. So I was like, order from this link. This is the kind of, you know.
Are they all matching or is it like same color, different dresses?
Same color, same length, different styles.
Okay, cool.
I said I either want all different styles or everybody have the exact same style. So I've given them a lot of
wiggle room
options, actually. Uh-huh. You know, I asked what length they wanted. I asked, you know, about, do you guys all want the same? Do you guys want different? I've asked, you know, yeah. So I've,
like, I appreciate that because I hate when I've, like, granted, I haven't had this happen yet where we all had to wear the exact same dress, but every time we go in, all of us are different sizes, like heights, you know, chest size, like waist size, everything. So what would look good on one girl would not look good on the other.
Yeah, yeah. And the whole, like, you know, I tried on a lot of wedding dresses that didn't, that halter top, right? That had no straps.
Strapless.
Strapless. A strapless dress. Yeah. Thanks.
Halter is the one that goes behind your neck.
Yeah, a strapless dress, you know, and like, I don't, I mean, both my mom and I were like, I don't know, like, they're so pretty on some people, but like, I just couldn't pull off that style, let's say, you know?
What color? So there are many variations, like guys probably listening, they're like, what?
Isn't it all white? Could you have strapless? Don't you need straps?
Well, it's like, isn't it all white? But there are different tones of white, and I feel like a stark white would not complement your skin tone.
Well, so when we went wedding dress shopping, it was, I don't know, it was, I wanted a white dress. Like, I guess there are many different shades of white.
There's,
but
like eggshell, there is off-white.
Yeah, I don't like, I didn't want the off-white. I tried on like a champagne. Ooh, champagne color, and it was like,
it's hard to tell like if it would look good. I need to see that.
It's crazy because everything looks white, but then if you put it up against like a white piece of paper, you're like, oh, maybe that's not
as
really
white.
It's
as you thought.
So, it hurts my brain, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But in my opinion, I'm like, okay, well, I am the only person that should be in a white color, mm-hmm. like whether it's paper white or this kind of white or different, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like,
even a very light pink.
I'm like, hopefully I will look like I'm in white, even if I'm not in the most
you will.
Bright white.
Yes.
That, you know, that I've had because I was like, well, I do want that quote unquote traditional part of it is to be in white. I decided I did want that. So, oh, we'll see, man. But
the reason there is that many different colors, like it's still white. Like you said, you can't tell it's not white until you put it up against the piece of paper. And it's very much depending on your skin tone.
Yeah.
Like I feel like if you have a paler complexion, you'd need something that has like a little more warmth to it, like an undertone.
Yeah. But then also, you know, I think I might try to tan too, maybe for myself. So, you know, it's a lot of, and you think like, oh yeah, that's white. But then if my mom's like wearing white capris or something, then I'm like, wait. Is it really white, though? Like, you get, you know, right. I had that problem with my bridesmaids' dresses is because I wanted a specific color and
What color is it?
I wanted hot pink.
Of course. That's
very
awesome.
Very, I'm realizing it's a thing. I Googled it. I see people on it. Like, that's how we got kind of our ideas for, because we're doing hot pink and navy with little bits of, like, gold and white, because my guy loves gold. So, you know, I added that in there. And, like, obviously, I'm in white. So, but I'm realizing hot pink is not that popular on wedding sites. It's a lot of fuchsia. Fuchsia is the color.
Okay.
So
did you go through the website Azazi?
Oh, yeah. I've done. Oh, you should
see
all my swatches, girl. My maid of honor has been put to work because it'll look like hot pink on the website. But I'm like, I don't know. It says it's fuchsia. Well, let's see. And then they'll send me a swatch and it'll be like either one swatch or it'll be like three different swatches and like the chiffon or
satin
or what, and the color looks completely different in the different fabrics.
Yeah,
like I'm like, okay, this one looks hella fuchsia, this one looks a little more hot pink. I have never known or wanted to know so much about fabrics and dyes and colors.
So for those who are planning a wedding or anything like that, I do recommend Azazi. It's Azazie. And it's, you can get your wedding dresses through them or you can get bridesmaids dresses. You can have a link and have everyone order at the same time, which is what we did for my cousin's wedding. So they would dye all the dresses, I think, start off as white and then they dye them the color.
Mm.
And you can get it all done in like a batch so that all the dye is consistent and it's all the same color.
Yeah.
But they do where you can even do try-ons. Like they'll send you try-ons. You can pick a couple and you only pay like a certain amount. Try them on. You can send them back. If you do love one of them, you can keep it. But they're all pretty reasonably priced. There are more expensive ones, obviously. But honestly, if you just wanted to get your wedding dress as a bridesmaid's dress, just in white, It's like $100.
Yeah, yeah. The only thing is they don't have hot pink. So if for some reason you're having a hot pink color like my crazy ass is,
I mean,
they don't got a color for it. But
honestly, I feel like you need to just go to one of those websites that do like party dresses.
Girl, you have no idea. I have looked up. Oh, everyone has been on it. And it's crazy because online it just looks so different than, you know, like I even like my mom had her phone pulled up to a website. I had mine pulled up, and even on our phones, the colors look different. So I'm so glad they do swatches because my crazy anal ass.
Yeah,
you know.
Oh yeah, I think you just need to go full on like the one dress I sent you in our DMs, like the party actual like club dresses. It might be the closest thing.
Honestly, I mean, if my girls went short dresses, it would probably be easier to do like a club kind of dress. But they went for long, which
weird because that's Vegas.
Yeah, the more of them wanted long. But honestly, with the whole shoe thing, I am feeling better about it because I was like, if y'all are wearing short dresses, y'all have to be in heels, like stiletto heels. Mm-hmm. But since they're long, I'm being chill and I'm like, whatever you want to wear, as long as they're all the same color. Like,
yep. Okay.
So I think they probably are like, thank God. Because I know a lot of brides, they buy the heels and then they just end up changing them right after the ceremony, you know? And I was like, I don't want you guys to have to spend like hella money on all the things.
Right. And you're not freaking out over every little thing like I've seen like with the
I know. I'm so proud of myself.
In one of the Charlotte Dobre videos, she like featured this person who made a post with like her little Bitmoji. It's like, ugh, that moment when one of your bridesmaids doesn't consult you on her toenail color.
Oh, my girls are having the same nail color for sure.
Right. But like to get that angry, like if you didn't, like she said to consult. So she just painted her toenails, like whatever. But she never went out of her way and said, oh, I want this nail color. Like, you know what I mean?
Ooh, as a bridesmaid, you should ask the bride, though, if your toes are showing.
Like,
yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. But like,
oh, I might be with the bride on this one.
Well, I feel like you would be like, okay, girls, these are the shoes or the color of shoes. This is the color of nail polish. You would be like, this is what I want.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when we discussed what kind of shoes, we decided on open-toed shoes. Mm-hmm. And one of them said, oh, yay, then we can all get our toes done. I'm like, yeah, I've already been thinking about what color I want you guys to get.
Is it hot pink?
No, I, you know.
Sparkly pink. mostly because I think that would be cool.
Yeah, I have no idea, honestly. I was just thinking more about their nail color. Mm-hmm. What kind of color?
Well,
I didn't even think
I mean.
About, like, toes yet. Oh, yeah. Because toes are just, I don't know, they just got to kind of blend in.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Like, if you do a neutral color, usually you're fine.
Yeah.
Luckily, like we got our nails done, all the girls for my cousin's wedding, and we could do whatever color we wanted.
Oh, she didn't care.
No, which was awesome because like some of the girls did pink, some did more like French tips, some got like actual nail, like fake nails done.
She didn't care if they were like blue.
Oh, I did mine dark.
Really?
I even asked her. I'm like, do you care? She's like, I want that to be like your touch of personality, like you. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, no.
So, I mean, to each their own.
No, because I'm, like, thinking about, like, what are our cute pictures when we're, like, holding the flasks and, like, all holding whatever. I don't know if they're going to be bouquets or whatever, but, right.
But, like, that's the idea. Like, you know, each person's different. Like, that's, like, why I would, like, be cool with it. Like, okay.
See, I think you ought to explain that, though, because for me, I'd be, like, why are their nails all different?
Because then I'd be all confused, like, okay, this all looks like a bunch of random people. How do I even know these are your bridesmaids and not just, like, hand models you picked randomly, like...
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Anywho.
I'm not that chill, obviously. No.
Like, you're chill on most things.
I'm being pretty chill about it, y'all.
For Sarah's standards.
Yeah.
But let's see if we agree or disagree if this person is the a-hole for quitting being a bridesmaid because of a request the bride made.
Okay.
Woo! I am a female, 21 years old, have a childhood friend named Natalie, who is 22.
Okay.
Her family and mine known each other very well, and we were neighbors and have been in contact for years, attending events and going to trips together. So family friends. She's getting married soon, and she picked me to be one of her bridesmaids. I agreed because I felt honored to be included as I'd never been a bridesmaid before. Anyways, the issue started arising. She kept making strange requests, and I went along with them. Then she brought up my weight or lack thereof and asked if I could gain weight before the wedding. And I've seen these where they ask, you need to lose weight. Otherwise, you're not going to be my maid of honor.
Yeah.
Ugh. So for context, I'm underweight due to an eating disorder. So I don't really. Let me do the trend. Aww.
43
kilograms. Kilograms to pounds because we're dumb Americans.
I was like, 43 of anything sounds
a
very,
lot.
Like,
oh.
Wait, how tall is she?
Well, I don't know how tall she is.
Okay.
Oh, she is 43 kilograms. That is 94 pounds. So, I mean, if she's short, that makes sense. My cousin's like that weight, but she's also 4'10".
Oh, she hella short, your cousin.
Yeah, my cousin's really tiny.
93
pounds. But she's, I mean, she is really tiny, but that's like skinny-wise because she's vegan. But also, that's how tall is this girl?
Yeah.
But she did say she has an eating disorder. She's like, I struggled with my body image.
That breaks my heart.
With body image and stuff, and now I've come to terms with how I look, and I have turned this negative thing into something that empowers me to live my life how I want. I turned her down, but she went on to rant about how odd it would be for me to look like that, quote, and insisted I consider it. I was willing to let this go if she dropped it, but she doubled down and sent me a quote-unquote diet to get me to gain weight. This triggered me as I had been forced before to eat more or less, and I didn't feel comfortable anymore, and I returned the list and said no. She got upset and said, I need this or I won't be a bridesmaid anymore, and I said, fine, I'm no longer a bridesmaid then. She went nuts, begging and pleading and sending a family to tell me to do what she says or to go with the flow because she has no one else to replace me and that she picked me for a reason. I'm falling under pressure and feel guilty for her to be in this position. And I asked my boyfriend, he said, of course she picked you for a reason. And that's because you have a hard time saying no. But he could be biased since he dislikes my family and keeps telling me to limit contact with them. Am I the a-hole for this?
Dislikes her family?
I'm guessing all of them.
Oh, okay.
Because they're family friends.
Wow, I did not know this thread was going to go down this road.
I didn't either. And I have seen plenty where they're like, yeah, you need to lose weight. Mm-hmm. So, like, don't gain any more weight or blah, blah, blah. And it's like, there's this, like, weird thin line with, like, your request as a bride, I've noticed. Like, I have told my cousins before when I've been a bridesmaid, I'm like, look, I have my tattoos for my cousin with the three girls. I said, I know our family is not very much into the tattoo thing.
Yeah.
If you would like. And I didn't have my arm tattoos at the time. Our dresses were like knee length, so I had like my ankle tattoo at the time. I'm like, I can definitely put on makeup. I can put makeup on my back. I have no problem. You just tell me what you want. She's like, I picked you for you. Like, because I love you and I love all of you.
Good.
And she's like, I want you, like, if you have tattoos, I want those, like, on, like, if they show, yeah, like, cool. Like, that is you. And, like, that's another reason why I love that cousin. Shout out to cousin Sarah.
Sarah.
Not this Sarah, but shout out to the Sarah too.
Oh, hey, me. What's
shout up? Out to both Sarahs. And I even asked my cousin Jessica, who recently got married. Granted, she's got tattoos, visible tattoos, not a lot, but a few. And some of the other girls do too. So it wasn't, I probably out of all the bridesmaids had the most tattoos.
Yeah. But it wasn't too crazy.
No. And had they asked to cover them up, I would have said yes because they are my family. But.
Would you say yes to a friend?
Depends how close I am. Like, if they're like, hey.
If you're in the wedding, though, in my opinion, like.
That's my thing, though.
Like, if you're in a wedding, it's, I mean, this is definitely a different case. But, like, when it comes to stuff like that, I'm like, yeah, you're the bride. Like, you're asking me to be in your wedding. I'm going to do what you want. I'm going to wear what you want.
Right.
Like, of course.
And that was always my thinking. But then someone put it this way recently. So that's why I'm having a hard time. Obviously not with this, because I think she's
story.
Not the a-hole. The bride was.
Yeah, for
sure. You need to do what's healthy for you. And the bride should respect that. That being said, like, when my cousin did say that, and I've heard other people say that, it's like, why do you want your friend to cover up who they are? Like, don't you love them for them?
Well, I feel like in the tattoo situation, mm-hmm. like, she wouldn't want that, but she was like, oh, well, okay, all of our family, like, we're going to do what the family would want, you know?
Right.
Like,
but
I don't
at
think
that point,
she would.
Then at that point, why pick me as a bridesmaid? Like, because honestly, even if you do, my best friend, when she got married, she's got a big tattoo on, not huge, but a big enough tattoo. She had a strapless dress on her upper back. So it would definitely be visible, especially with your hair up.
Mm-hmm.
And so she had thought about airbrushing it because she likes her tattoos, but she's like, do I really want it in my wedding pictures? She was like,
what?
Feeling that.
Yeah, wait, she was the bride?
Yeah.
That's so odd.
But the makeup artist said, look, if we can spray it, we can definitely airbrush it. However, you're going to be hugging and sweating and everything. And that's also the thing. Like, even if you do get really expensive makeup that will sit still or whatever, it's going to smear. You're going to get it on your dress. You're going to sweat under the lights. So it's going to be
get
a bigger
chair
mess.
Or couch
everything.
Or wherever you're sitting.
Like, if you're holding on to, like, the groomsman, you're going to get it all over him. Like, that's my concern with it. Like, it's not so much just covering it up. And even if you could, like, do the full-on professional stuff, that is a lot of money that you're asking of somebody.
They should pay for it.
Yeah, then I'll be like,
whoever is asking, yeah, if you want this, okay, you're going to pay for it to get it covered up?
But also, like, that is something that has to be said at the time of asking.
Oh, for sure.
Like, it can't be like months into it. It's like, well, you agreed. I'm like, well, I didn't know all the stipulations. Like, I thought I'd buy the dress, pay for this, this and that, and show up at the wedding and rehearsal. But you didn't say anything about me covering up my tattoos or whatever it is.
No, see, that's completely on the bride's fault.
Yes.
I call them a meeting, but we were just hanging out and I bring it up. But I had a meeting with each one of my bridesmaids and told them, this is what I'm wanting to do. This is what I expect out of you. Especially because it's going to be expensive. I have a destination wedding and a destination bachelorette party.
Right.
And I said, if you are in this wedding, I want you at both.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so, I mean, I very much laid it out and was like, and if you don't want to be my bridesmaids because I'm crazy, that's cool too. And two, if you can't afford it or this, that, and the other, either we can try to make something happen or I can try to help or, you know, then sorry.
And that's very reasonable because you were upfront. From the beginning.
Yeah, and I was like, this.
You gave them an out, but there's some people that would get offended. Like, you don't want to be my bridesmaid. It's like, well, no, I can't afford it. You know what? Maybe it's not best that I do it because of this, A, B, or C. And they get pissed off and offended. And that's the one thing nice about you. Like, I'm not saying that you were going to pick me or that you had to pick me as a bridesmaid, but I'm like, look, I love you. I will be at your wedding.
You're like, even though I don't want to go to Vegas, I will be there.
Like, I climbed a mountain for some really good friends that, like, I adored. I
let's
hate
get
hiking.
Real. Would you rather climb a mountain or would you rather go to Vegas?
The mountain was true.
And my mountain would be way more mountainy. Mine would be like a real ass mother effing.
Oh,
hike.
You mean like redo their wedding? Oh, no your, like your version.
Yeah, my version.
No, this one like was technically an expert level mountain hike.
I didn't think it was that bad at all.
Oh, no, it was an expert level. Like I wasn't told until our way back down.
Okay, well, I'm saying would you do my kind of expert level hike? Which would be
like
way
that's
more
the tricky thing
because
I'm just like it would be more intense, but it'd only be a day. I don't have to pay to be at the mountain.
Yeah, you might have to pay like $10 for a discovery pass or
right,
something.
Or something. But that's what I mean. Like if it's somebody's wedding, like I'm gonna make an effort to make it work. If for whatever reason I can't, like when my friend Megan got married, I honestly couldn't go to her wedding because it was in California. I wasn't a bridesmaid or anything like that.
And, yeah,
but I had just bought my house, so I was like, I literally cannot.
Yeah, I'm strapped.
I wish I could. I sent him a wedding gift and everything. But yeah, you were upfront from the very beginning. And I think that is what is necessary. And,
yeah,
and
especially nowadays.
And be understanding if someone's like, you know what, I just can't do that. Can I help you in other ways?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I would have been like, okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Deuces.
I'm like,
actually, I'd be like, sucks to be you because I'm about to have a damn good time.
I'm like, as long as you're having a good time, that's awesome. But like, my good time may not be the same as somebody else's good time.
Oh, our good times are definitely different.
Right. And I'm not saying that we cannot have a good time together because we're going to be going to Chicago next month for work convention. And I'm very, very excited. Like, I wasn't planning originally on going, but it all worked out that
I
could.
I'm so excited you're going.
But, like, there's going to be stuff we're going to go to, like, different bars and stuff. So we do, you and I have an in-between, like, where it, like, goes where, like, my level of fun going out and your level of fun, like, intersect. And they go completely different directions after that. But
I'm hoping it'll go the same direction at least one night in Chicago.
Right. Well,
I'm hoping.
I mean, I want to go to a strip club.
Dude, I'm so down. Are you kidding me?
Hell yeah.
I don't think I've been to a strip club in Chicago.
I haven't either.
Oh, it's going to be so ratchet.
Have I? No, I've been to one in Atlanta. And I've been to one. I've been to Portland, a couple of them.
Yeah.
Multiple Portland ones.
Yeah, I've been to Cali, Portland, Vegas, and Washington,
and Vegas,
obviously.
But Vegas was a dude one.
Oh, Vegas was amazing. Oh, my gosh. Okay, that's a story for another time.
Anyway,
but
yeah, like
with this bride, I think she obviously should have. Okay. Well, it's all crazy, especially because your friend obviously has body issues, right? And you can't just force someone to get out of that mindset or to go on this diet or to eat this or that.
They're
like,
sick.
They're
legitimately sick.
Yeah. Like, so that's a whole other thing. But. So first of all, the bride should have never assumed that she was going to gain weight for her wedding. And if she did and really thought this could be a thing, she should have brought it up first before making her a bridesmaid and asked her like, hey, is this something you think is possible or you can do because I want everyone to look this certain way, blah, 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 blah.
But even then, I think that is such, especially since they've been friends for so long and she knows what she's been going through.
Yeah.
I think it is a very, not only tasteless, tacky, horrible thing to say. And you don't care about your friend at that point. I think she's just worried about not looking the best at her wedding. Someone else is going to be quote unquote skinnier than her.
I was thinking that too. That could definitely be a possibility of it. But I mean, yeah, she obviously doesn't understand that. I mean, I've heard it's like, yes, people recover from eating disorders, but it's like, you know, once you're an alcoholic, you're always an alcoholic. You're just what I think it's like the same thing.
Yes.
So I don't think it's easy for her to just be like, okay, yeah, let me just go eat like a cake for you, right, for me to gain weight for your wedding. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, I also think the whole like asking your bridesmaids to lose weight is crazy.
I think even if it was like what we talked about, like, hey, this is my expectation. You need to be this weight. I think anything involving weight is a very big dick move.
Well, especially nowadays. I mean, like, nowadays it's just like, it's so, you know, I mean.
And that kind of falls back in line. Like, do you not like me? Like, do you not like me for who I am physically? Like, yeah, that just means you're either embarrassed of me or you don't think I'm like a good enough or whatever. And so, well, it's like, then why am I your friend? Why are you friends with me?
And listen, like, I mean, I have thicker bridesmaids.
T-H-I-C-C.
I think, I mean, all of my bridesmaids are thick, you know? I mean, they're thick in different ways and different like areas curvy, of their body. Yeah.
All
you know,
shapes and sizes.
But there's no way I would ever expect or ask, you know, I keep telling them because, okay, I'm going to have them in freaking hot pink, you guys. That was one thing. Like, you guys don't get to choose my wedding colors. I'm sorry. And I kept going back to hot pink. And in my mind, I've never seen any of them wear hot pink ever, let alone an entire outfit of hot pink.
Especially a long dress. That seems weird.
That's a lot of hot pink going on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of my friends who has been wanting and trying to lose weight forever, she was like, she said, like, I really hope this kicks my ass into gear because, right, I don't want to look like Patrick from SpongeBob.
Oh my God.
You know, and I thought that was hilarious. And I was like, hey, you're not a starfish. You won't look like that anyway. But you know what I mean? So,
right,
if they want to do it and they have motivation, because, I mean, I don't know how much hot pink can hide the curves.
Right.
You know, or
Spanks.
But hot pink is, I don't know, you know, it's not like a black.
Mm-mm.
Like, black's nice and or navy blue like the dudes are wearing, like, right, that'll be slimming. Like, I don't know how slimming hot pink will be, but, you know, but I would never, like, I picked you because I love you and we're really close homies, not because you're hot. Like, I would never just pick, like, I don't know, that's so weird,
right? It's like, it's part of my vision. Ugh.
I know,
it's my day. Like, yes, it is your day, but you also have to be reasonable.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
I don't know. I feel like some people get too wrapped up in making the day like so, like, they put it on a pedestal.
It is a pedestal. Are you kidding? This is the, yes, most expensive day / party / like of your existence. Of course it's on a pedestal. Plus, like, the whole thing about actually getting married is like a big deal too.
Right. My thing is, though, I feel like so many people put it on a pedestal so much. And they, like, once they get there, it's not as enjoyable, or they don't enjoy the actual day because they're stressing out over minute details. That's
going to be me to a T. I stress out about minute details about, like, every day. So I can't imagine my wedding day.
I just worry, like, as long as you're having fun, that's all that matters. Like, that's just, remember that. Have fun because you're going to be partying in Vegas for your wedding.
I think, like, I'll have fun during it. But, like, all the before part, I think I'm going to be freaking me.
That makes sense.
Out.
But I meant, like because people put it on the pedestal, they freak out during.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, my God, that flower is not turned 80 degrees this way. I am upset. Some crap like that. I don't know.
I mean, no, that sounds actually very accurate, to be honest.
Right. But let's see what Reddit said.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No one on this thread is going to agree with the Brian.
No.
No one.
But this person, one person says, not the a-hole. Not only should you drop out as a bridesmaid, you should drop out of her life. This person is not your friend.
Say, this is like a friend.
This is a breakup. This is,
yeah,
a deal breaker.
Yeah. This isn't just a, hey, I'm quitting bridesmaid. This is like, I'm quitting our friendship.
Right.
That's going to screw the whole family dynamic up.
Like, if she's been like motivating her, like, hey, let's help you get to a healthy weight.
Yeah, like in general in life.
In general, yeah, in life, but it's like, it's my wedding. You need to gain weight. That just seems so gross. This person's not your friend. They care more about having the quote-unquote perfect look for the day than your well-being. She's being incredibly selfish for a day. She likely won't even remember all that much years from now. Like, I asked my friend. She's like, yeah, I don't remember what our tables look like. I don't remember any detail, like, after the wedding.
Right. I mean, people, honestly, like, when I was thinking about bridesmaids, I was very... My immediate thought was like, oh, my God, I have to pick people that I'm going to be friends with in 5, 10, 15 years, like looking back on wedding photos and stuff. And then I was like, No, I don't know. You don't know. Like, life happens. You have no idea who you're going to be friends with, you know, like in a few years even. Like, I'm going to pick people that, like, I love. Right. I love now. I have a good time with. Like, hey, you know, who knows? Maybe I'll hate them in a few years and I'll just, like, scratch their face off.
Mm-hmm.
But then be friends with them again. And then every time they come over, their face will be scratched off.
That's
like
okay.
I did in the yearbooks.
just get some pictures, cut the faces out, and put like, you know, all your favorite Real Housewives or whatever.
Yeah,
their faces over them.
My favorite. I love that you went to Real Housewives.
That was the first reality show that came to mind. Some other person says, honestly, I find it kind of telling that she has nobody to replace her with.
Mm.
But it makes me think she's been awful to everyone and has basically run out of friends. And this is the last one. I'd say leave her. With zero, to be honest, she's very much not your friend.
I'm curious to know how many bridesmaids she has too, because.
Okay, now I do have a question, because this one's also kind of like, I've seen this too, not only the tattoos or the weight thing, but people are like, you need to cut your hair to be the same length as everyone's. Like, everyone has to have the same hair. Everyone needs to have the same hair color. Like, I could maybe understand if it was like, if you were told in advance, like, hey, I want everyone to have natural hair color. I'd be like, okay, sure. But if, again, say it like at the time of, you know,
dang,
the bridesmaid thing. But I feel like asking anybody to cut their hair or to whatever.
To dye it.
Because some people, I know some people who've never dyed their hair. And that's just the way they don't want to dye their hair. Or
that,
you know,
would be a lot. That would be a lot to ask.
Especially if like someone has long hair. Like everyone needs to have shoulder length hair. It's like that is, I feel like that's, no.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that because I'm like such a wuss when it comes to cutting my hair or dyeing my hair anything other than blonde.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be hard for me. And from like, I mean, the wedding I was just in, she wanted us all to have like updos, right? All of our hair up.
Right.
And they all pretty much kind of look the same. But
yeah.
So, I mean, that obviously is totally fine.
Like something that is drastic like that where it's like you have to have like your hair cut or dyed, whatever.
Yeah.
Like I don't know. I feel like that's
you icky. Would definitely need to tell them up front,
right?
For sure.
That I would definitely be like, if I'm cutting it like a bob, I'm like, I'm not cutting my hair into a bob.
Or like even for me, like shoulder length.
That's
would be
real
short.
Like, there's some haircuts that would look awful on me. Like, shorter hair does not look great on me. Like, it has to be a specific way, and even then.
Well, and that's why I'm like, would the bride want that? Or would, like, there be someone in the wedding that had that short hair? Because I'd be like, okay, well, why don't we all just do the same hairstyle?
Yeah. That's...
But if there's someone in the wedding that already has a bob that can't do any hairstyle.
Right.
Oh, then you just have everyone's bobs. That'd be horrendous.
I've seen a few, like, Am I the A-hole or whatever stories and stuff where brides, like, their one friend, she has really awful depression. And so she, and this has happened many a times before, where she would go through a depressive episode and she would just cut all her hair off.
Oh,
much like what happened with, like, Britney Spears. Not necessarily shaving, but cut it off. And so she was really upset with her friend for cutting her hair before her wedding.
Okay. The bridesmaid had depression.
Yes.
And there's
another one where the bride, like, it was one of those, it wasn't an MIV whole story, but it was an exposed, texting thread. And the one girl is talking to her bridesmaid. She's like, well, you know, her cancer is kind of making her hair fall out and it's really thin. Should I, like, can I tell her to wear a wig? Would that be fine, you think? Or should I tell her not to be a bridesmaid?
Oh.
Like, that is so gross. Like, you really don't care. Like, you just don't want a bald person who's sick. Like, you don't care about her feelings at all.
Oh, man.
Or there's one gal, like, she was sick. She didn't explain what sickness she had, but her hair was thinning. So she cut off some of it and made it shorter and, like, told her, like, it happened a week ahead. Like, she's like, there's no way I could style this if I don't cut it. And so she had to cut it, like, not super short. It was still nice. Like, it wasn't shaved or anything. And, like, a couple days before the wedding... or she tells the bride, like, a week before, and she's like, I need to have my feelings hurt. I need to set my boundaries. Like, you cannot be my wedding for disrespecting me like this.
For cutting her hair without asking her?
Right? And, like, she's like, I've been sick, and I had to cut it. Otherwise, it would have looked awful. And it still looks nice. And, she's like, you're not committed to my wedding. She's like, I've been helping you plan every single step of the way. What do you mean not committed? So there's just some people that are just out there.
I'm like trying to think one of my bridesmaids could do that would like make me have that kind of crazy reaction. Mm-hmm. Because mine are like, they all like, I mean, there, I literally did not think of looks. Like, mm-hmm. when I wasn't like, I'm going to pick this person because she's beautiful, or this one because she has nice legs. Like, that didn't cross my mind at all.
You pick the ones you love.
Yes. So I'm just like, wow. Like, I'm just like, okay, if they cut their hair, they cut their hair. Like, I don't know. This makes me feel like I'm sane. This is making me feel better about, you know, because I thought of hairstyles too. And I was like, I honestly am like, they can have any hair. They can do right. anything they want to their hair. I mean, as long as it's not like, I don't know.
Right.
Absolutely outrageous. But like, if you want to curl it, cool. If you want to straighten it, cool. If you want it up, cool. Like, I don't know.
And that was kind of like what my cousin said. She's like, as long as it doesn't look like what my hair is going to be styled, I don't care.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's a good way to go about it.
Yeah, because I think she did more of like, it's very trendy. It almost looks not a braid, but it looks like a messy, almost braid kind of vibe.
Oh.
I can't really explain it. Pinterest, I guess. So we all had our hair done at the same time, and we could do whatever. One girl even joked, like one of the hairstylists, she's like, oh, do you have anybody who'd want a mohawk? Because she said, yeah, the girls can do whatever. And she's like, I don't know, my cousin might.
Oh, she was cool with that?
Yeah, because she said, oh, Vicky might. I'm like, oh, no.
Oh,
I've had,
no.
I've, like, the faux hawks.
Yeah.
Like, which I'm like, they look so cool. The thing is, I have a round face, so when I did shave my head, I felt like my face looked, like, giant.
Oh.
So I felt like that hair. I'm like, no. Like, I would.
I would if I could pull it off.
But yeah. Like,
if I'm going to be looking at these pictures, no.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So, no faux hawk.
Yeah, but... I've read and listened to so many of these that like my brain hurts. Like, how do these people exist?
It makes you feel like you're kind of normal,
right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see if we're still kind of on the same page on this next one. We'll do another wedding. Am I the A-hole stories? And
okay.
We'll wrap it up.
Okay. Sorry. I mean, it's so like timely, kind of.
Right?
You know,
like a lot of planning's going. A lot of stuff's being done.
Woo!
Am I the A-hole for not buying a wedding gift from the registry?
Ooh. Yes.
So I feel like when you're younger, side note, when you're younger, like early 20s and your friends are getting married, you don't have a lot of money. So sometimes it's like, this is all I can give you. I'm sorry.
Oh, at least you give something though.
Right.
Yeah.
Like once I remember I went to a wedding. I didn't have money for a gift. So I got them like after the fact a gift certificate to like their favorite like cupcake place.
That's cute.
And I'm like, sorry.
Like I'm poor.
I'm poor. But they say I'm 34 female, so they're a little older.
Okay.
Have a friend who's getting married next month. A year ago, after the wedding was announced, the bride, who's 34 as well, pulled me aside and showed me a pattern for a Corinthians 13 cross stitch sampler she said she wanted me to do to, quote unquote, commemorate the wedding. So I'm guessing it's like...
What the hell?
I'm guessing it's something she had to make.
Okay, like a blanket or something.
Yeah. I agreed know. Despite knowing it would be a lot of work and I would have to add to the pattern because I didn't have an area to put a date on it, what she wanted.
Got it.
So cut to now, it is finished, it is framed, it is 15 by 25. I'm guessing that's inches. Inches? Is inches
probably one? Inches, yeah.
15, so that's about a foot. Okay, yeah, pattern, you put it in a frame, I guess.
Yeah,
I was thinking blanket in my head, sorry. And I'm glad I never have to look at this thing under a headlamp again. Yeah, cross-stitching takes forever. So bride contacts me tonight and says that she noticed I haven't bought anything off the registry yet. And because she knows I am on very low income, I should, quote, hurry and get a gift before all the affordable ones are taken.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Side note, I did not read. I only read the thing before, so I don't know how this was going down this route. Told her I wasn't getting her anything off the registry and that before framing, the cost of the materials and the cross stitch was around $75 and the framing was well over that and I can't afford to buy her anything else off the registry.
Oh, she said that to her?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, girl.
Not to mention, that's just the materials and the frame.
Let alone the labor.
The labor, which took forever. And the bride said that as a guest, I am required to bring a gift. I said, I am bringing her a gift and the one that I worked very hard on linen with silk threads that she requested. She said that it didn't count because she asked me to do it. And I said that registries are basically the same thing, asking for specific things you want. And she called me an a-hole and hung up. Am I the a-hole for not buying a gift off the wedding registry? I thought, okay. At first, I thought it was going to be like she bought her something random or made something random, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, I can understand being annoyed. But like, are you just having a wedding to get free crap?
Is that some people do? That's like some people actually do.
And that is the unfortunate thing that just makes you look so bad.
Oh, yeah. If you have like a backyard wedding, like a backyard barbecue, but still have like a registry and everything. Yes. People are just having a quote unquote celebration to get gifts. For sure.
At that point, like, yeah. Like, if like a lot of people will ask, like, hey, do you have a registry? I can't make it, but I want to send you something.
Yeah.
I'm like, I understand everyone will have a registry, but then you'll see these registries like, I want this $500 thing I will never use, like this KitchenAid mixer. I don't cook, but I want this mixer. Like,
yeah, right.
That kind of a thing. Like, I'm all for like gifts and stuff. Personally, I love personal gifts.
Yeah, you're like, really big on that.
Yeah, like my buddy Chase and I, like, and Ashton, like, what we do for Christmas, either, like, whenever we do any gifts for each other, they either have to be like mom and pop shop places or like something ridiculously special. Like an experience. Like, I got my buddy Chase for birthday and Christmas. I got him some of the, what was it? The Van Gogh exhibit or whatever.
Oh, yeah, Van Gogh. Which I heard that was really cool, actually.
Yeah, so I got him a couple tickets to that as a gift. Like, it's an experience that I know he would treasure and really appreciate.
Yeah.
So after a while, you get people enough books and posters and crap, like artwork.
Yeah.
It's like, you need something different. And so everything either has to be, like, either we make it or a special experience, or from a mom and pop shop. So we're supporting local businesses.
Yeah, that's really nice, you guys.
So like the fact that she would be doing that like is super sweet and amazing.
Yeah, I mean, so nice. That should be the gift in general. And also, I think it's crazy that the bride is keeping track of who's bought a gift and reaching out to the people who haven't to tell them they should.
That tells me you really are caring about gifts.
Yo,
like,
yes.
That's all you care about.
That is insane to me. I mean, yeah, it blows my mind.
Yeah, someone says the fact that she also kept track of who bought what, yikes.
Yeah, the only time you should really know what's going on is when you're, like, doing your thank you notes. Mm-hmm. So then you can be like, oh my God, that's so nice they got this. That's on the other. But, you know, also, you're not going to be very, not happy, but we have a registry, but one, because we haven't even thought about our honeymoon yet. So it's pretty much just like a honeymoon fund, you know?
See, I think that's an awesome idea.
But it's like a honeymoon fund. And then it's like, we don't know what's going on yet. And then it's like, or you could buy us dinner or you could buy us drinks to our honeymoon that we don't know what's happening yet. Because I was like, well, we could do like a registry, you know, but what do if we had like a, because eventually whenever we like move out, we're going to need all that crap, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't know when the hell that'll be.
Right.
And I'm like, we're not just going to like ask for a blender, a spoon, a spatula, and then just have it like all in the garage
like
for God knows how long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So my mom was asking me, she's like, oh, well, if we do a bridal shower, what do I tell people? And I was like, I have no idea.
Honestly, and that because we live in a different generation, like the idea of a wedding registry is like you are a couple that is moving out of your parents' houses to your own place.
Yeah.
And you have nothing.
If things weren't so expensive in this area, that would have been ideal. But
but that being said, because we live in a society now where more and more people are living together before they get married, they already have all their crap.
Yeah.
So I love the idea of like you can maybe have a registry, be like, you know what? I've been eyeing this new plate sex. My plate set's kind of broken.
Plate sex. Hey.
Plate set.
They said plate sex.
No, plate set. Or cutlery or whatever. Like, sure, you know, here's on Amazon or, you know, Target or whatever. But I love the idea of like the honeymoon and fun. Like, hey, I want to buy you guys a couple of massage wherever you go.
Well,
like,
I
that
love
kind of stuff. I think that's kind of that's sweeter and that makes more sense.
I love that in the fact when people have like people know what they're doing and they know what they want to do on their wedding or on their honeymoon. Like my friends did that. They went to Africa. And so they were like, okay, well, we want to go on the safari, so do this. Or we want to get, you know, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to help them go on a safari. This is so great, you know. But since we have no idea what's going on and we were like, we just want to get this website up. We're like, food, drinks, honeymoon somewhere at some point in our lives.
What my cousin also did for like, this might be a good idea for you for your shower, for people who want to do shower gifts. Like, you can have people like, hey, pay for my nails to get done before the wedding.
Oh, that's a good one.
Like, so instead of like having
a herd in,
like, yeah, you can do like you don't even have to pay for the whole thing. Like, hey, this is how much estimated it's going to cost. Let's say your hair and makeup, because wedding hair and makeup is expensive.
Sure is.
I'm just going to throw out a random number. Let's say $300 for all of it.
Okay.
It's cheap, but $300 for this. And it's like, if like, you know what, that's a lot more than I can. But you can be like, here's $50 towards that. I think that's like you can do that for like the showery gifts and stuff. And I think you can usually do it through your own website. And I think that's what my cousin did. Like, hey, pay for me to get my nails done beforehand. Like, that's your gift as a shower gift or your wedding gift.
Even though like it all goes in the same account and she's going to have no idea like money is from Aunt Jo.
You'll get your notifications and stuff, your emails. So you'll have that all listed out as well. But that's an idea. And I think that's kind of cool. But I like what this person wrote, though. They wrote, agreed. Firstly, nobody's obligated to bring you a gift. It's a nice gesture and like socially, I don't want to say socially required, but it's expected, I guess, socially.
Well, now that I know how much damn weddings cost, hell yeah. Mm. Oh, my gosh.
But you do invite people to your wedding because you want to celebrate with them and it's not a cash grab. Secondly, unless the bride covered all the costs for materials and also compensated the original poster for their time for this project, this is probably the most heartfelt gift she's going to receive. It's more heartfelt than a KitchenAid mixer. As much as cool as they are, more heartfelt. OP is not an a-hole. Bride is being absolutely ridiculous. You should never, ever contact somebody to ask them why they haven't bought something off your wedding registry.
God, that'd be so awkward for me. That, like, kills me inside that is, to think about doing that.
That is insanely tacky. Yes. You especially don't contact somebody and say, hey, I know you're poor, so you better hurry up and grab the cheap gifts. And especially not after they put in so many hours on needlework. Whether or not the bride requested the needlework to be done, the crafter deserves recognition for the time, energy, and resources she put into this item. That is the gift. Bride is way out of line, and I would not be calling the bride my friend after this interaction. Plus, bride doesn't even seem to realize that etiquette dictates that guests have up to 1 year after the wedding to purchase and deliver gifts off the registry.
What? Really?
I guess that's old school. It's absolutely ridiculous on how much weddings have become a cash grab and gift grab and nothing else to do with celebrating the relationship.
Would you still go to the wedding, though?
What, after that? Like, if I was her?
Yeah, like, you made this thing, gave it to her before the wedding. She was like, yo, you still haven't, like, gotten me a gift?
No, I would not go to the wedding. Ooh. I would not even frame it if I haven't gotten the frame yet. I'm like, here.
Oh, I thought she already framed it and it's already, in her house.
It sounds like that's not how, like, it cost her, like, $75 plus the frame. Like, that's going to be happening. It sounds like she hasn't put it in the frame yet. Oh,
okay. Yeah, so, save that and give that as the gift.
Here. Enjoy. I'm not coming to the wedding. Wedding? I'm not going to keep it because it's got their initials or whatever crap on it.
Yeah.
It's got their information on it. Be like, no.
Wouldn't you want to drop it off at the wedding and go to the wedding so you get that free food?
No, because there's some people that are now doing a thing where they're charging guests for their dinners.
Oh, my God. That is
tacky. Unless you're doing something like where you're going out to eat somewhere, like we did like for Rev's wedding. I thought it was a really cool idea, and I had no problem with this. Like, we went and did their wedding thing, and then we all went to a buffet afterwards, and we just paid for ourselves.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's kind of what we're doing, like, the day after type of thing. But
like, if you're holding something, like, hey, you know, an actual ceremony in a location or whatever, and they're serving food, you don't charge guests for that.
I mean, nowadays.
It just seems gross. It just seems tacky.
What's your opinion on cash bars?
Oh, I think
to pay for your
I think
drinks?
It's fine. Like, it's not a big deal. Like, I like the...
So you can't pay for your food, but you got to pay for your drinks.
Like, personally, if I was getting married, I would want, like, open bar. But, I mean, I have a lot of alcoholic friends. We're all functioning alcoholics.
I mean, they could pay hella money, though, at your wedding.
I think, like, so my friend, what they did for her wedding, I thought it was a really cool idea. So we had... it was a very small wedding. So the reception was at a wine bar. Like, we had we rented out part of the restaurant. They did. And so up to a certain monetary amount, it was free wine. Like, they had a couple of bottles that they personally picked because they're huge winos.
Okay.
And so we got those glasses for free. So we, you know, go up, get another glass or whatever. If we wanted a mixed drink, we'd have to pay for that. Or if we wanted a different type of wine, we'd have to pay for that. And then once they reached the cap, then we started paying. And I think
I've had that too, but then I know when the cutoff is going to be. And so I'm like,
chug.
Yeah, chug, right? Double fisting. Oh, yeah.
I like
I'm a cheap ass.
Well, I mean, I am too, but like, I understand because, you know, if you have like however many hundreds of people at a standard wedding, like let's say 100 or 200 people for a standard wedding, multiple drinks.
It'd be so hard for me not to get on the mic though and be like, yo, it's going to be free for another like 20 minutes. Y'all better.
It's like, you got $200 left on this tab.
Yes, y'all better make a line. Exactly. It'd be so hard for me to not do that.
Right.
Everyone be running towards the bar.
But I don't have a problem with that. Or like when they put out like a tip jar and stuff, like, yeah, let's tip the bartender.
Oh, no, the tip jar for sure. All the time. Yes.
I was reading another Bridezilla thing where she's just like, hey, I went to a wedding recently where they put out a tip jar. And I thought that was so tacky. Did you guys talk about that? Like, no, the bartender just put out a tip jar. It's like they should split that with the bride and groom.
What?
Like, oh, my God, you guys are so stupid.
Ugh. No. Yeah. I mean, first of all, well, tip jar. And like, hey, if the DJ's got a tip jar, why not? Hey, yeah, everyone can have a tip jar.
No, yeah.
But also, okay, curious to think your opinion on either the money dance or like when the bride and groom ask for money or cash. Do you think that's tacky or cute? Because, well, I'll give you an example. So the money dance or whatever, that's where people come and like pin money on the bride and groom. The wedding that I was just in recently, they, instead of having it pinned, they had like a guitar case set out. And then like you put money in and then you dance with either the bride and groom, you know, that kind of thing. And, you know, they get a good amount of cash, you know, and cash is cash. I'm a cash whore. But I keep thinking in my mind, like, it just seems... And I'm a tacky person. Look, I have a heart diamond. I'm tacky. I'm getting married in Vegas. It's tacky. It's hot pink. I get it. But, like, I'm trying to, like, wrap my head around how we do that and it not be tacky because it seems so weird to me.
And, like, I don't know if you've gone to other weddings with money dances. Like, I've only seen them at, like, Latino weddings. I don't know if other cultures do it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've seen, like, online.
Right.
Everyone does it.
So the way... Both of my cousins did it for theirs. Like the first cousin that got married, Sarah, they did do the money dance, but they had somebody else, like one of the bridesmaids, like collect it because she didn't want to ruin her dress.
Exactly, yeah.
So I get it.
Wait, so she was just like...
So somebody else would be like, okay, your turn. Like, and so whenever the dance was over, the person, like, there was a little line.
So there was no safety pins or anything?
No.
Okay.
And then same, like, with my cousin's wedding, like, somebody was holding, like, a Crown Royal bag, which I thought was funny.
I think
it was Crown Royal. I don't know. But something like
alcohol
that.
Bag.
But she was kind of like, I want to mix my Latino heritage, but she didn't really go to too many Latino weddings growing up, that kind of a thing. So she's trying to do a little bit of both. And I was trying to give her advice and tell her what my mom was saying. But I love it when they pin it on them because my mom, I love looking at her wedding pictures because both my parents.
There's hella money on it.
There's hella money. At one point, someone made like a little bow tie thing and they put it on top of my dad's head.
I'd be fine if it's on his suit. I don't want it on my outfit though.
There's other tricks too. Like you can do like a very light, like sticky, not sticky, sticky tape, but like.
Girl, my thing is getting handmade. There ain't no way. There ain't no way anything's going on. Knock on all the wood. Hopefully I don't spill anything on it.
Right. Just put them all on your skin or something. I think
put it in my cleavage.
That makes more sense. Oh, get a garter. And put the money in the garter.
Oh.
See, I think that's more fun because I also grew up seeing that and how creative people would get.
I guess it is really awkward now, too, because, like, so at the table, no one carries cash anymore.
No.
Luckily, I'm a cash whore, so I was giving, like, money to everyone to, like, well, go at least put money in whether you want to dance with them or not. Like, at least so we're, like, participating and look like good friends, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But everyone's like, I don't have cash. And I was like, they should have done, like, Venmo stickers too. Nowadays.
That would have been funny.
Yeah, put the Venmo, like their Venmo on the guitar case.
Right.
They could be, I Venmo'd you. Can I dance with you now?
Like, it's like done.
Yeah. You'll get it in 5 days.
Right. It'll just be in your account. You're fine.
Yeah, you're good.
But like, whenever I get married, if I ever get married, I don't think I'll do the money dance, not because I don't like it or tradition. It's just nobody ever carries cash anymore.
Girl, so, I carry cash.
Okay, you can make it right.
I will
on
give
me.
Everyone money to give to you. I'll just be you'll be like, why is Sarah running around? Oh yeah, she's giving bills to everyone.
It's like, I went to the strip club, got some change.
You have to do it if it's like,
I think it's fun.
Heritage too. Mm-hmm. Like that would be like perfect and then it would make way more sense.
You know, or like, just be hey, yeah, here's the Venmo. You can just pick up money. Like, I'll have a stack of ones for you already.
Yeah, yeah. She's going to pay herself to do the money dance.
Yeah, just be like, hey, you can Venmo me if you want. I don't care. I just think it looks funny. Like, fun.
You like that. Yeah.
Which I think next time we'll have to ask about. Because we talked a lot about the Mexican wedding you were going to go to. And I want to know the details. But we are running a little long on this. So, that being said, were any of these people the a-holes? What would make a bride an a-hole? Like, what is an unreasonable request? Or even groom an a-hole? Like,
yeah, I know grooms. You can be groomzillas, too.
Was it groom
I know
King
it.
Kong is what I
groom
heard.
Groom King Kong.
And bridezilla.
I know you guys can be, so, yeah.
There was one where this guy, told his buddy because his wife wanted this. Like, he's like, all the guys have to have fades. He's like, I've been growing my dreadlocks out for years.
Oh.
Like, no.
Dude, that'd be so tough if you had dreads to go from that to
like a short fade.
Yikes. Like, the bride, like, no, would want, it's the bridezilla, like, right. I don't know.
Yeah. But like,
the groom
also
doesn't give two Fs.
Right. But it's like, that's your buddy and you're going to make him do that. Like, that's kind of crappy. I don't care.
I hope he didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what ended up happening with that story, but we want to hear if you've ever been asked like a very unreasonable request.
Yes. And did you say, did you do it?
And what,
or did
you
quit?
Yes. Or did you ever have a situation where like they were, the bride and groom were monitoring the gift registry and how do you feel about the gifts and stuff like that? I kind of want to know, especially since technically we're in wedding season, but Sarah is prepping for hers.
I know.
Like,
I know,
it's summertime.
Right? Yeah, this is like wedding season, but
I feel like
not for me.
Not counting my younger cousins, which at that point, I don't even know how many of them I'm going to go to. You are probably going to be the last wedding I attend for a while.
I don't know if that's exciting or not exciting for you.
Like, yes and no. Like, I told my friends, you're not allowed to get divorced because I'm not going to a second wedding.
Yeah, see, I'm probably the opposite of you.
Because all, like, your friends are not married yet.
I have, like, two that are married, but the rest of them aren't. And so I'm just, like, waiting for that. But I'm like, I don't know when or this is ever going to happen. And honestly, I'm so happy that mine is the only one next year so far out of, like, my friend group. Because, first of all, this is expensive. And second of all, like, it's, like, well, I don't know. I guess if you're just a guest, though, it. Just a gift, and then you just show up and get to be married.
But that's what I mean. Like, my close friends and stuff, so that way I know I don't have any bridesmaids responsibilities coming up or anything like.
Well, you know you're done with that because you're not a bridesmaid of mine, so do you feel like.
But, like, yours is also, like, a big event. I want to make sure I go. It's, like, a big deal to me.
Oh.
Like, the last big deal wedding, I should say.
Oh, and it's like not that easy to get to.
So, I mean, that's also part of it too. But yes, I want to know all about this.
Yeah.
But we'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.